Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world, as we return to the revelation of Jesus Christ. We are still in the introduction to this chapter and really the entire book. That is verses 1 through 3. We are here because we want to talk about the glory of God in the person of Christ. We have already covered verses 1 and 2, except for the phrase, "the things which must soon take place," in verse 2. And we will get to that tomorrow because those words tie in with what the Apostle John writes here in verse 3. If you have your Bible open in front of you, always a good idea, assuming you're not driving, follow along as I read Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near." This is a really important sentence because it tells us about God's intention in this prophecy. God says you are A, blessed if you read it, B, you are blessed if you hear it, and C, you are blessed if you heed the things that are written in it. Heed. Now, that is a key word. And what does it mean to heed the things that are written in the Revelation? It means to do whatever it is asked of us. This is a command from God to us to obey what is written herein. So just as we are always to obey the Lord's commands throughout his holy and inspired word, so too we are again reminded at the end of the Bible to not only read this and hear this, but also to do what this says to do. Just look at verse 3 when you have a chance to do so. The Holy Spirit makes this very plain to us. And God, who is all wise, knows us well. He knows there is a trap that many people fall into when reading and hearing the words of this prophecy, including Christian people, and that is sensationalism. There is a tendency to sensationalize the book of the Revelation. Simply put, to sensationalize means to present in a sensational manner. And this often takes the form of presenting the text in a way that provokes interest and excitement, but at the expense of accuracy. Hollywood has certainly done this. There are many apocalyptic films that present the end of the world in ways totally inaccurate to that of the Bible. There are authors who know not God and write in a whole very popular genre known as apocalyptic fiction. They write to entertain and to sell books. I get that. But they are sensationalizing the biblical text. And importantly, they are not obeying God in the Revelation. They are not heeding his words. Now, we can expect that of men and women who are not Christians. But sadly, there are believers that do this as well. I have a friend, he will not mind if I share this with you. He's a fairly new Christian and he is obsessed with the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. But as he admitted to me, he's interested in this because he finds war, like the battle that will take place at Armageddon in Revelation chapter 19, fascinating. Recently, he and I discussed in detail the Antichrist, the beast in Revelation chapter 13, who this will be and where he will come from. This is intriguing to him. God versus Satan, good versus evil, and God winning in the end. My friend sees the Revelation as like one big movie. But I tell you, he is less interested in what God commands in chapter 1 and verse 3. Heed the things which are written in it. Obey God. Do. We can be fascinated by the Revelation and study it in detail. That's good. We must. But we must also never sensationalize it, as if we are in some way detached from the commanding nature of the text for us to live by, on a consistent basis in our lives here and now. For example, my friend was shocked and really hasn't recovered from it yet when I showed him in the Bible that we Christians will not even be on the earth for much of the events that take place after Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. And that is because the church, so Christians, are all snatched away from the earth by Jesus Christ in what is called the rapture of the church. I took him over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 as proof that all who are genuinely saved from sin by Christ, as we invest our faith in him, will be thankfully taken from the earth to be with the Lord as Jesus comes on the cloud to resurrect believers who are already dead and to steal away Christians alive at the time of this rapture. In fact, the word rapture means to be snatched away. Oh, he said to me, eyes bugging out of his head, you mean we will not be here for the tribulation? No, we won't, I affirmed. Well, he left shaking his head after that conversation. You see, he is living for the sensational. But he is struggling to obey what God is commanding him, found within this final book of the Bible. Friends, let's be careful to take seriously chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Let's test our own motives and be sure our excitement does not come at the expense of accuracy. And do not miss the commands given to us here by our Lord. I'll be sure to point these out as we progress. Now, I want to say two more things about this verse 3, but let me just insert this here. In terms of avoiding sensationalizing the revelation, you should also be very discerning on what quote-unquote Christian teaching, usually in the form of books or TV shows, DVDs, you buy. False teachers, for which there are plenty on radio, TV, and the internet, love to dramatize the revelation. They know this sells. But is what they are saying accurate? In particular, they violate one of the clear commandments of Scripture when it comes to the timing of Christ's second coming by trying to tell you when it will be. Well, they have no clue when it will be. Nobody knows. I warn those of you within the sound of my voice, be very wise. You can be easily deceived, falling for what is sensationalized at the steep expense of what is true. Be careful with these teachers and preachers who focus too much on signs and wonders. I've personally seen many Christ followers deeply hurt by the false teachers in this regard. I tell you, I am so concerned about false teaching, especially regarding the end times. As God's people, we really have to watch ourselves on this. Be careful who you listen to and always, always test what I say as well. Briefly now, with the time we have remaining, I invite you to notice two other dimensions to verse 3. The first is the word blessed. Blessed is he or she. What does it mean to be blessed? It means happy. Simply put, if you want to be a happy Christian, and which one of us does not want genuine happiness in our lives, then read, hear, and obey what is written in this book. Jesus said this back in Luke's gospel. Write this down and read it later more than once. This is Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Those are the words of Jesus in Luke 11, verse 28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. In other words, obey what you hear. Second, notice this little nugget concerning the language of Revelation 1, verse 3. It moves from he who reads to those who hear. He is singular. Those are plural. And what this does is reflect how Scripture was read in the early church of the first century. As commentators tell us, it was too expensive for every believer to have the printed Word of God, such that they had it at that point in time, with them. So when they came together to worship God as a community of believers, one Christian stood and read the Scripture while the others listened. Hence, he who reads to those who hear, the singular to the plural, here in Revelation 1 and verse 3. Tomorrow, I'll have more to say about verse 3. We'll look at this little phrase, "for the time is near," and then we shall move forward in the chapter. But remember what we covered today. Blessed, happy, is the person who heeds, obeys, does what God commands in this revelation. We do not want to sensationalize the text at the expense of truth. As I speak of warning you off of false teachers, those who sensationalize the revelation, it may be that you are confused about what you've been taught in the revelation previously, or you wonder, well, who might some of these false teachers be that he's talking about, and what do they teach that is wrong? If these are your questions, just whip off a quick email and send me a note today asking about this. I will respond. My email is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K at godisministry.org. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these will both be repeated at the end of today's broadcast and podcast, so hang on for just a moment. Well, I hope our summer with Jesus is going well for you, and that you will join us again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.